Okay, I'd like to call to order this special commissioners meeting of San Juan Fire District Number 3 for May 26th at 3 p.m. Start with a roll call. Commissioner Colley?
Here.
Okay, Commissioner Cardinale's here. We have a quorum. I see we have additions and changes to the agenda. We have an evaluation of candidates for temporary commissioner vacancy. And then we also have a contract and an addendum to discuss. I understand that we have three candidates in the room for the open position, the interim position. Not being able to see the room, Commissioner Colley, would you like to call on, just pick an order to call on them? And if they would, applicants, I would like you to just state your name and your qualifications for fire commissioner, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cardinale, we have two candidates present here, and one is voting in. Rebecca Smith is voting in. Okay. So why don't we take her as the first one to make a statement, because it's much more difficult, of course, for her to do it on the telephone. So
okay,
why don't we see it with her?
Okay. Rebecca, please speak loudly and clearly.
Loudly. Okay, so here I am. I'm trying to speak loudly and clearly. This is Rebecca Smith. And since I am not running for the open board position, my intent in applying for this is to help bridge the gap between now and this coming November, when a new commissioner will be elected. I've always believed that to perform well as a fire commissioner, you need a background in emergency services, and I do have that. I've served on this island as a fire commissioner for 6 years, a public hospital district commissioner for 2, a volunteer firefighter and EMT for 22 years, and I spent 15 years in the corporate world, off island, managing an organization with a $300 million operating budget. Since this is an interim, short-term position, I think my previous experience gives me the practical knowledge and skills that will make it easier to start working from the first day with little instruction. And I'm quite familiar with our fire department. Albert and I worked together to get the district headquarters built back in 1991, I think. And over the years, I have worked with many people here, some I just figured out like for 30 years. Because of course I started when I was 12, but if I'm appointed, I hope to collaborate with the staff, employees, the volunteers, and the commissioners to better understand their goals and the overall department goals, and to build on their past accomplishments, and also to help finalize any projects that are currently in process. Oh, that's my background and all I have.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, Commissioner Colley, if you would pick one of the two candidates in the room.
Yes, how about Mr. Henderson?
Okay, hello, my name is Jerry Henderson. Didn't come prepared with a statement, so we'll just wing it here. As I put on my application here, I have been a firefighter here for 15 years, fire officer and one of the assistant trainers here. I've been a manager for over 30 years in various industries. I haven't been in a commissioner. I haven't been in a public office of any kind, even temporarily or full time or at all. So this is all new to me. But it is an opportunity to help the fire service, and that's what interested me in doing it. I just recently retired and got back on the island, and I was looking for some way to be of use to the community again. I don't think I can physically be in there putting the wet stuff on the red stuff anymore. So this is a good opportunity to help the fire service. And I know these guys. I know the service. I know how this operation has been happening. Prior to the chief, I was part of the committee that selected Chief Marlin when he came on board. So I am familiar with the process. And I guess that's about it. I would just like the opportunity to be able to help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Huppleton. Dr.
Hello, Frank.
Yes.
I'm Warren Appleton. I'm the outlier in the room because I was not in this fire department. I've worked for two fire departments in my life, the Detroit Fire Department and the Redmond Fire Department in Redmond, Washington. I'm a physician and I'm an attorney. I've been a physician now for 53 years. I started when I was negative seven. I have been through a successful integration of a EMS and a fire department in Redmond. I think I understand this department. I certainly understand firefighters, I think. Not individually, but as a group. Like Jerry, I wanted to serve. And I think I have, in my time on the public hospital district and for 6 years on the Redmond City Council, I was the president of Redmond City Council and had many fights with the mayor when she didn't want Microsoft in Redmond, and I did. She's moved back east since then. And I'm here to serve. I've supplied you with my CV. And you and Frank had a chance to read it. And that's why I'm here. I have no conflicts with anything, either longstanding or remote or current.
Okay. All right, Frank, now that we've heard from, you know, all three candidates, now I think it's time for us to adjourn into an executive session. And I move that.
Okay. I see the time is now 3:08. I'm thinking 3:45. Does that sound reasonable, Chief and Commissioner Collins?
Yes, it does, because we have some other business to take care of as well. So
right.
I think that'll give us plenty of time.
What part okay. of the Public Meeting Act are you using to go into executive session?
Excuse me?
What part of the Open Public Meeting Act are you using to go into executive session?
Okay, we're going to go into to discuss the qualifications of individuals for public office and to discuss employee qualifications.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you just have to announce it when you're announcing the executive session.
Okay. All. Thank you. Thank you. So why don't we break now? We will adjourn to the small conference room, and we will return at 3:45.
Who, Mr. Chair, did you want in that room?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would like the chief and the assistant chief.
Okay, I will stop the recording. What I heard you say was you want to resume back at 3:45.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.